بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از دا پرنسپلس آف اسلام. یو نو اسلام از اے ڈیوائن ریلیجن. اٹ واز ریویلڈ ٹو دا پرافٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان فسٹ کوارٹر آف 7th century. It was preserved in the Quran and also in Hadith. So Islam is a revealed religion and Islam is a preserved religion. Islam is a divine religion. Islam is a revealed religion. Now Islam is not a mystery. Literally, Islam means submission. Submission. Submission is the only religion for both man and the universe. The whole universe is following the religion of submission. Submission. The only difference is that the rest of the world is following this religion of submission under compulsive laws, that is law of nature. But in Islam, it is required by option. So what is followed by rest of the world by compulsion, the same religion of submission is required by man, but with his free will. It is this free will that is important. Rest of the world, for the rest of the world, there is no reward like paradise. But for man there is a reward, that is paradise. Because it is man that follows this religion of submission by his own choice, under his free will. So free will is the most important aspect. Now, I would like to refer some verses from the Quran and also from Hadith. There is a verse in the Quran, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak the right word. This verse you can find in the chapter number 33 of the Quran, that is Al-Hadith. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak the right word. It is very important. It means it is not only about speech. It means that do right deed. Think in a right way. Adopt right behavior. So here right is a very crucial word. It covers all the aspects of human life. righteous person, mumin is a righteous person. So right is a very crucial word. It covers all the aspect of human life. So this verse enjoins us that, oh man, you have to speak right word. You have to think in a right way. You have to follow right deed. You have to adopt right behavior. So in every aspect, you must follow right, that is haq. Qulu qawlan sadida. Then, according to the fiqh, there are three aspects of human life. That is, niyat, qawl, amal. Niyat, qawl, amal. It means intention and speech and action. Intention, speech and action. These three parts cover the all human life. Human personality is a combination of these three parts: intention and speech and action. So one must follow the principle of, one must follow the divine principle in all these three aspects. There is a very relevant hadith. The Prophet of Islam used to pray in these words: Allahumma aradal haqqa haqqan warzuqna tabah warinal batala batran. La Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna tabah wa arinal batala batran warzuqna istinaba wa arinal ashya kama hiya. This is a prayer of the Prophet of Islam. It means that, O God, make me able to see the right as right and enable me to follow it. O God, make me to see falsehood as falsehood and enable me not to follow it. O God, make me see the things as it is. This is the prayer of the Prophet of Islam. Now, there are three parts of this prayer or hadith. First is seeing the truth as truth. The first is seeing the truth as truth. The second is seeing the falsehood as falsehood. And the third, seeing things as it is. This prayer is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, to interpret, I give a interpretation and I will give three words only to illustrate its meaning. According to my analysis, these three parts are like this. First is proper information. proper information. The second is first is proper information. The second is unbiased thinking. And third is deconditioning. Proper information and unbiased thinking and deconditioning. These are three very important parts of right speech, right action, right thinking. You know, thinking is the most important part of human life. Action begins from thinking. Speech begins from thinking. Intention begins from thinking. So first of all, you have to make yourself right thinker. First of all, you have to struggle to make you right thinker. Without right thinking, you cannot do in a right way. You cannot speak in a right way. Everything will go un-Islamic. So first of all, we have to know what is right thinking. From here begins all kind of correction. The Iman or Islam, a right behavior, everything begins from right thinking. Without right thinking, you cannot do anything in the right way. Then let us take the second part of the hadith. That is, Allahumma anil batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. O God, make us able to see the falsehood as falsehood. Make us to see the falsehood as falsehood, and make us able not to follow it. This is the second part of that prayer of the Prophet of Islam. To illustrate this point, I will give an example. Recently, you know, nowadays, every day there are news in media about global warming. Every day there are news about global warming. Recently, a great scientist has warned that up to 2050, everything will be changed. According to his assessment, the whole scenario will be changed. The majority of creatures will die. Birds and animals and fish and human being. So we are heading to that doomsday. Everyone reads and listens these news about global warming in papers and in TV. So I asked a gentleman who is working in a multinational company. So I asked, what is the reaction of people about these dues. He said that people talk about this news, but very, very in a non-sincere manner. Generally, people say that it is going to, if it is true, then it will happen in 2050. So it is very long. Up to that date, we will die. We will be no more. So why we bother? Here you can see that people are in grave misunderstanding. They are quite unaware about the reality. The news about global warming is not a simple news. It is a warning. It is like a final call. Why? It is like warning that our history is close to its end. You know, according to Islamic belief, man was born as an eternal creature, eternal being. Then God divided his lifespan in two parts, in pre-death period and post-death period. So the history of human being is also divided into two parts. Now we are living in the first part of human history. But all those news about global warming is a warning. It means that countdown has begun. It means that countdown has begun. We are approaching to the end of history. And then we are heading to the doomsday, the day of judgment, the second phase of human history. That is very, very serious matter. So people are unaware of these facts. So they say, why I bother? I will die after some years, so why I bother? It means that people are not sincere. People are not thinking in a serious manner. So when you are insincere, you cannot understand anything. Insincerity is the root cause of all kind of wrong thinking. Sincerity is the root cause of all kind of right thinking. I will repeat, sincerity is the root cause of all kind of right thinking, and also insincerity is the root cause of all kind of wrong thinking. This is the gist. So people are talking in a non-serious manner. you know what is what is the present situation? Now people are living like earning animal. They don't do nothing except money. So people are engaged in money culture. Every time they are busy in acquiring money. Alhaakum at-takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. So the greatest loss of this culture is, and what is the greatest loss of this culture? Today everyone is living in money culture. And the greatest loss of this money culture is intellectual dwarfism. People have no time to develop their mind. People have no time to serious study. People have no time to serious discussion. People have no time to think about the higher realities. So the greatest loss of this money culture is intellectual dwarfism. People are becoming intellectually dwarf. They have no intellectual life. Every day and night they are engaged in money, in acquiring of money. Money, earning money is the only concern of present men and women. Acquiring money is the only concern. Acquiring money is the only concern of all men and women in our present world. And the result is that people have no time to think. Thinking process has been stopped. Intellectual development is, there is no intellectual development. Even people don't know that the greatest blessing is intellectual development. People don't know. People are unaware. Generally, people believe that money is the greatest blessing. And money is nothing. Money is simply your physical needs, material needs. Other than material need, money cannot give anything. The most important commodity, the most important achievement in this world is intellectual development, spiritual development. Without intellectual development, man is like animal. Without spiritual development, man is like goats. But people don't know. Everyone is busy in money culture. So it is very difficult to make people understand what they are losing. It's very difficult. It is this intellectual dwarfism. It is the result of this intellectual dwarfism that people every day listen to those news about global warming, but they don't know that it is countdown. It is a warning from the from God Almighty. It's a very sad aspect of our life. Then let us take the third part of the hadith, that is Allahumma arinal ashya kama hiya. O God, make us see the things as it is. O God, make us see things as it is. It is very important. Here I will add one more to illustrate this point. I want to refer one more hadith. The Prophet of Islam has said, kullu mauludi yuladu ala al-fitra fa abawahu yuhibbidanihi wa bajasanihi wa nasranihi. This is a saying of the Prophet of Islam. It means that everyone is born as Mr. Nature. Everyone is born on his divine nature. But his parents make him Christian and Jew and Parsi. Now, although in this hadith, the Prophet Islam has mentioned only any, this hadith means conditioning. Every human being is born as Mr. Nature. Everyone is born on his pure nature, on his divine nature. Then he becomes victim of conditioning. So after conditioning, he becomes Jew or Christian or Parsi. So in this hadith, Prophet of Islam mentions only religious conditioning. In this hadith, Prophet of Islam has mentioned only religious conditioning. But it has a general connotation also. It is also a general connotation. It means that there are not only religious conditioning, but there are also other kind of conditioning, like political conditioning, environmental conditioning, social conditioning, ideological conditioning, different kind of conditioning. So hadith means that every man is born on his divine nature, on his pure nature. At the time of birth, he is Mr. Nature. But when he lives in this world, so his family, his environment, his institution, his society turns him into Mr. Condition. He becomes Mr. Condition. Although he was born as a Mr. Deconditioned, but after living in a society, he becomes Mr. Condition. So this is the problem of every human being, every man and woman. So the Prophet of Islam points out that by this hadith, Prophet of Islam points out that the first task of every human being is to decondition himself, to decondition his conditioning. It's very important, very, very important. It is a question of everyone, it is a problem of every human being. There is no exception at all, no exception at all. So everyone must engage himself in this process of deconditioning. It requires a long process. It's not a simple thing. To decondition your conditioning is a long process. Long, long process. But it is must for everyone. Without deconditioning, you are just like animal. It is deconditioning that makes you again a man. Man was born as a man. But after conditioning, he becomes just like animal. This hadith tells us a very grave reality that everyone was born as a man, but after conditioning he becomes just like an animal. A conditioned person is just like an animal. There is no difference between animal and a conditioned person. So it is the greatest task of every human being. The greatest task ahead is conditioning. Now, what is the method of this deconditioning? What is the method of this deconditioning? It requires a long study. It requires long contemplation. It requires a long observation. It requires a long struggle. And then it requires a very deep kind of introspection. It requires a very deep kind of introspection. There is a hadith. The Prophet of Islam has said, "Kullu bani Adama khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun." This is the saying of the Prophet of Islam. It means that every man is wrongdoer, and best wrongdoer is one who is repentant. Who repents. Every human being is wrongdoer. And best wrongdoer is one who repents. Now what it means? I think that this is the only way of deconditioning. In other words, If I allowed to change the word, I will say, I would like to say that everyone is Mr. Condition. Every human being is Mr. Condition. And best is one who deconditions himself. So, the only way of deconditioning is going to introspection. Repentance, introspection, and admitting that I was wrong. So you have to find out your conditioning. If you want to be a right thinker, this hadith tells us that the best person is one who is right thinker. The best person is one who is a right thinker. And if you want to be a right thinker, you have to adopt this method. That is deconditioning yourself. That is deconditioning your that you have to decondition your conditioning. Otherwise, it is impossible to be a right thinker. All the blessings of God, only those people who receive the blessings of God, who are right thinker, positive thinker, is a fact that only those people will receive the blessings of God who are right thinkers, who are positive thinkers, who are Mr. Deconditioned. Without deconditioning, there is no right thinking. Without deconditioning, there is no positive thinking. I will repeat, without deconditioning, there is no right thinking. Without deconditioning, there is no positive thinking. And I will add that without deconditioning, there is no paradise. It's very important to know. Only deconditioned people will be allowed to go to paradise. It's very important. So, everyone must know that what is the true method of deconditioning. It is to reassess your personality. It is to revise your actions. It is to introspect. It is to be ready. It is to be ready every time to say that I was wrong. Here I would like to give an example. You know, God Almighty has set some examples in the world. And onion is one such example. Onion. O-N-I-O-N. Onion is one of such examples. Onion is the example of conditioning. Onion is a demonstration of what is conditioning. What is conditioning? You know what is onion? Onion is a very strange phenomenon of nature. Onion has dozens layers, 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 layers. If you remove all those layers, then you will find the core of the onion. Without removing those layers, you cannot find the core of the onion. So deconditioning is like removing the layers of onion. The art of deconditioning is like removing the layers of onions. So you have to be ready to remove all those layers of conditioning until you reach the core, that is nature. Nature is the core of our personality. Nature is the core of our personality. So we have to remove all those layers of conditioning. It is a deconditioning process. Without this process of deconditioning, one cannot reach to the goal of positive thinking or right thinking. So according to this hadith, everyone is Mr. Conditioned and everyone must do this job to decondition his conditioning. Otherwise, he is not a right thinker. Otherwise, he is not a positive thinker. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.